Senator Tom Cotton wins re-election. By Joshua Kaplan on November 3, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, a rising star in the Republican Party, won re-election to the U.S. Senate on Tuesday evening, the Associated Press projects. ABC 4029 reports. Cotton has enjoyed net positive approval ratings from Arkansans since he joined the Senate in 2015 and was widely expected to be re-elected. The Arkansas poll released a week before the election had him winning over Libertarian candidate Ricky Harrington by 55 points. The Democratic Party of Arkansas did not field a candidate in the race. Josh Mahoney was running against Tom Cotton, but dropped out shortly after the filing period ended. Cotton, without a Democrat opponent, spent substantial time on the campaign trail helping to boost fellow Senate Republicans such as Kelly Loeffler, RGA, who is locked in a heated primary fight against Representative Doug Collins, RGA. In an October interview with Breitbart News, Cotton warned that a massive surge of migrants would seek to illegally immigrate to the U.S. if former Vice President Joe Biden wins the White House. Joe Biden's answers on immigration showed just how truly radical the Democratic Party has become, Cotton said. This is now the party of open borders, mass migration, and blanket amnesty. Joe Biden said he's going to send, in his first 100 days, a pathway to citizenship bill. That's a big shift where the Democrats were just 8 years ago, he continued. Remember the terrible so-called Gang of Eight bill? It too would give a big amnesty and increase legal immigration by a lot. But at least it felt the need to make a gesture towards things like border security and workplace enforcement. The Democrats wouldn't even accept that now. Following the September 11th terror attacks, Cotton enlisted in the U.S. Army and served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was later was awarded the Bronze Star and Combat Infantryman badge. Cotton served one term as a House of Representatives member. He is a graduate of Harvard Law School.